You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
About to play Rattle Off, but before we do, I have to share this note. Because yesterday, Jer, when we were playing Rattle Off, we talked to somebody and something about HOAs came up.
Yes, it did.
I can't remember.
Was
it about
painting her fence and she had
fence,
to get approval.
That's right.
Country beige, wasn't it?
That's it. Okay.
Yep.
So I got a Facebook message from a listener named James. And I had to read this because this is so Highlands Ranch.
<Uh-oh. What's laughs>
it's
going
like,
on?
It's like the most Highlands Ranch thing ever.
Okay.
He said, I live in Highlands Ranch. Any fence visible to the street has to be painted Highlands Ranch brown. The neighborhood actually has its own paint color available at all nearby home improvement stores.
No way. Highlands Ranch Brown.
And even the name
sounds
so ranch. It is totally
sounds
the ranch.
Boring, yeah.
Now, everyone, we've come up with a paint color that we're all going to do for our fence. We're calling it Highlands Ranch Brown.
What if they get a little kickback out there in some of those communities?
Are you kidding? Of course they
are. Yeah, probably.
Anyway, I just want to thank James for making
me
laugh.
James, that's funny, man.
Fantastic. And doesn't surprise me at all. It just made me chuckle.
Well, so it just keeps everything
terrific.
Easy, Dom. Easy and clean, I guess.
I guess. You know what? Now, there is some truth to that. That could be a segment for our show, too.
It's easy.
That's the thing, like, when they talk about, you know, people wearing a uniform to work,
yep.
that it takes, it's, it saves them brain power.
You can be focused on something else and not your
right.
fence.
Eating the exact same breakfast every morning saves you brain power.
Yep.
I guess if everyone paints their fence the same color.
They've got other things in their life they can deal with.
Right. All right, let's deal with Rattle Off. Rattle Off is brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. Find out more at carpetmilloutletstores.com. I'm surprised Highlands Ranch doesn't have like a particular carpet color that everyone would have to go to Carpet Mill Outlet Stores to get. You know, Highlands Ranch, you know.
Shag. Got that HR shag.
Here's how Rattle Off works. You call us up, we laugh with you about something, and then we play the game where we give you a category, and you have only 10 seconds in which to try to rattle off five examples of that category. Yesterday, our winner was Destiny. Even she admitted that the category she got was way too easy. She won with nacho toppings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fresh categories today, I think. Actually, we might even recycle a few, but we're just looking for people who want to have a few laughs. Play around with your boys in the morning at 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Don't wait. Call now. What's the prize today, sir?
What do we got? How about a pair of tickets to go see Pitbull and Iggy Azalea Friday, August 19th,
wow.
up at Red Rocks. Epic
That's
concert.
Really good.
That'd be fun.
I'm not even going to wait. I'm just going to get right into the game.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Because we already got people on the line. We have, how many lines open? Two lines open.
Oh.
Three, now they're full. All right. 303-691-1649. First one to get through today was Lily. Lily. Hi, Lily.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Yay. Lily.
What do you do?
I do landscaping and babysitting on the side.
A little babysitting.
Why don't you just take the kids with you when you're landscaping? Put them in one of those little backpack
yeah,
things.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's definitely been questionable, but a little dangerous. I don't want to have to deal with HR.
Yeah, you could totally do it. You'll be fine.
I think so.
What do you do, like plant trees and move rock and mow and all that?
Absolutely.
Wow, good for you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Let me ask you something. I've got one category here for Rattle Off, but I'm saving it for someone who might be in their 40s. How old are you?
Oh, no. I'm 28.
I don't think I want to give you this one.
Do a different one.
I'm going to hold on to it.
You can give it to my mom. She's in the car, too.
Your mom.
No, you can't have anybody helping you, Lily.
No, she said pass it off and then give it to her mom.
I know, but I don't want her to have her mom helping her with whatever I give her.
No, she's going to hand the phone to her mom and then give her the topic.
I understand, yeah, totally. But what I'm saying, no matter what thing I give to you don't think
but she
Lily
wouldn't understand,
would be able to help her?
Because she's 28.
How old is your mom?
You don't ask a woman her age.
Yeah, you do. In the year 2022, you do.
Who cares?
In the 1950s, you didn't, but you do today because you're empowered, and it doesn't even matter damned old you are, Lily.
How old is your mom?
Okay, well, you know, she's like just over 40.
Oh, she's ancient.
Wait a minute. How old did you say you are? 28? And your mom is just over 40? She's like 41? Your mom had you when she was 13?
I don't think so.
No,
Lily.
I mean, I'm not going to give you her real age.
Oh, God.
All right, put her on the phone. What's her name?
Her name is Jeanette.
Jeanette or Dunette?
The mom is 60.
You're almost 60? Is it Jeanette?
Almost 60, yes.
Okay.
Well, I wanted somebody in their 40s.
You know, I'm overqualified.
Oh, you are an absolute hoot. All right, look, give the phone back to Lily for a second.
Okay, here she is.
So much phone passing.
I know, but you know what? This is real life.
Hi, Lily.
All right, we're going to play with you. Your mom is delightful, by the way. I like that you said she's just over 40. Yeah, you're funny. All right, listen, when I give you this category, don't repeat it out loud, and your mom can't help you, so no cheating, okay?
Got it.
10 seconds. We need five things that have a filter. Five things that have a filter. Ready and go.
A car, an engine, a sprinkler system, an air, a swamp cooler, a water bottle container that has stuff in it for filtering, and a phone.
Whew. Well, she said a car and then an engine. I mean,
a car
engine,
and an engine.
Engine's very vague.
But an engine could
maybe
be in anything.
You guys said like a water filter, like for your water pump.
Yeah, I mean, you said like hot tub or something. I mean, everything worked what you said, but the engine. I mean, but I guess if we're going
generic.
But
how can that has to work, though?
I guess it'll work.
Because a car has an engine, but an engine doesn't necessarily go in just a car.
So if so if an engine is just sitting there, does it have a filter?
Right. Well, yeah, they'll
the
still have a
to?
Filter.
What's
what
this
part
random
of the engine,
engine
are you talking about?
Well, where does this random engine go?
Are we talking
You're saying an
about
engine or like a random engine would not have any
no
filter?
No, engines, a whole bunch. We're not, I mean, I meant to say air filter because, you know, you need your air filter.
Well, I wouldn't have accepted air filter. Air filters don't have a filter.
That is the filter.
They are the filter.
But it's, you know what I mean. It's in the car. It's in the engine.
Yeah, so you said car, so that's one. But then about engine?
One of the best things about Radloff is when the contestants lobby us to try to get the prize.
I don't know about this one.
It's okay. It happens to me all the time.
I wish we had your mom play.
I'm a regular. Every time I call you guys in, I get so like, I'm going to win this. I'm going to win this today. And then I get on the phone and I'm like,
Wait a minute. When's the last time you played?
Oh, you guys are going to remember this one because it was a big controversy. I had to name five different type of cards that were in, like, your credit cards. And I said discovery instead of
No,
discovery.
Hold on a sec. Hold on.
When was this?
When? How long ago?
Like, a month ago?
Yeah, every time we play this game, we say you got to go at least 2 months before you call in.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Lily.
You just busted yourself. Oops. I'm a regular.
I don't think I can give her engine.
Now you can't have engine.
But we really like talking to you, Lily.
Oh, my God. You can call us every day, but you can only play Rattle Off every, like, 60 to 90 days or whatever.
Okay, good to know.
You're not mad, are you? Listen to Mom saying no pit bull.
No pit bull for Lily.
Oh, no.
Engine wouldn't have counted anyway.
Ah, Lily. You could not be more charming. Have a great day, okay?
See ya.
Bye, Lily.
All right. Yeah, you got to follow the rules. We always are saying, no, if you've played in the last 60 days, no. Give somebody else a chance. And that's the honor system, too. Look, there's an evil Heather on the phone. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. When's the last time you played Radloff?
Actually, last summer, and I was so close, but you did not count tater tots as a type of potato, like a fried type of potato.
We
so
didn't?
I didn't win that one.
Why would we not do that? That's
not like
us.
We would have said yes to that.
Oh, I think you must be misremembering. There's no way, because we are tater tot fans.
Those are made out of potatoes.
So good. Right?
It must have been something else that we didn't
know. Something must have been off that day. It was us.
Well, look, if it's been, you know, almost a year, you're totally eligible to play. What do you do for a living?
I had surgery, so right now I'm not working, but normally I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay. Thank you for doing that.
Are we allowed to ask what kind of surgery?
Oh,
is it too personal?
Don't ever ask that.
Is it too personal?
Don't do that.
She can tell me if it's too personal.
Too personal.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of teaching?
Like, now I really want to know.
I am 42, so I'm in your, like, 40 category.
Okay.
All right, so you might get that. I'll just give you that topic.
Okay.
All right. I like this one because this is in Jeremy's wheelhouse. He's in his early 40s.
Yeah.
All right.
So deep breath, Heather.
Okay.
Oh, wait, before I give it to you, how are you doing after your surgery? Everything fine?
Yeah, everything's good. Just recovering and taking it easy.
Okay, good for you.
Excellent.
All right, good to hear.
Yeah.
10 seconds. I want you to name 5 TV shows from the 90s. Five TV shows from the 90s. Ready and go.
Beverly Hills 90210, Saved by the Bell, Full House, Dallas.
Time
is up.
No.
Was Dallas in the 90s?
I thought Dallas was in the
80s. I was like 80s or 90s. I don't know. Yeah.
I was looking for a Seinfeld or a Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Boy Meets World, Family Matters. Dallas wrapped up in 91. That one would have counted.
Would have counted, but still was only 4.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought everyone would start with Seinfeld or Friends.
Darn it.
Maybe next summer.
I wish when you were stumped for the last one, you had just said tater tots.
Would have counted that time.
Yeah. I would have given it to you. Oh, Heather, you're charming. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love this game. Mostly I love our listeners because they're good sports. Hi, Audra.
Yay, it's my turn.
Yay! Finally, you made it.
Oh my gosh, I was so hoping you would wait and do the 40-year-old one for me because I'm turning 40 in September, and I would have totally had that one.
Would you? Yeah.
Well, are you doing anything fun for your 40th?
Oh, yeah. I'm renting a ballroom, and we're doing adult prom.
Adult prom?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Is there like a theme, or is it just your 40th?
It's just my birthday.
Okay.
And you can dress up like Dumb and Dumber if you want. You can do 80s prom. You can go find something, you know, fun for this year.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
I love it.
That's really good.
That looks like a tuxedo.
I love it.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you enjoy your high school prom or not?
I loved my high school prom. I married my high school sweetheart, so it was amazing.
Ooh la la.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so we're going to get our old pictures out and frame them, and it'll be fun.
Now, after your high school sweethearts, did you go your separate ways for a while and see other people and then get back together?
No, we stayed together.
All the way through, huh?
You know what, Jeremy is.
What?
Jeremy doesn't like me having this conversation.
Oh, no, you're not going to ask this again.
Of course I'm going to ask. Audra has listened to the show for a long time, I'm guessing.
Have you listened
for a while?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening for 20 years. I don't know. Forever.
All right. Well, get ready. Dom's about ready to crush your happiness.
You know how we are on this show, right? We just talk, right? We're just talking.
Not we on this one. Dom on this one.
All right. I'm just talking. I'm not afraid to talk to
people.
It's
been a we thing.
If it's just been this one dude since high school and you're about to turn 40, have you ever wondered what it would be like to be with
somebody else? There it is.
Have you ever just wondered it? I'm not saying you would ever cheat. Have you ever thought about it?
Oh, did we lose her?
The question was so personal, she broke her phone.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here,
oh, there she
here,
is.
I'm here.
So okay, there so she is. Are you thinking about it?
Oh, you didn't hear me. Yeah, I said, yeah, of course. I'm sure we both have.
Yeah, like how often?
Oh, I don't know. Not like daily or anything weird like that. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
But like, especially if, you know, if you're in one of those low points, because marriages go through troughs and waves and, you know, high points and low points, stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, you might be like, oh, did I just like make the decision too early? Oh.
No. Here's the thing is you don't know what you don't know.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Really well said.
Mm-hmm. You are like a, you're like
you
a
don't know
guru
what you don't
or something.
Know.
Oh,
you,
my
25
God.
Years, it's lovely. So you don't need to, don't worry in that department.
In what department are we talking?
Yeah, what department? What is exactly lovely?
Like, the only being with one person department.
It's good.
It's good. Okay.
You know each other.
Really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys keeping it romantic and
spicy.
Oh,
my God. Absolutely.
Like.
Congratulations. I think it's terrific. Now, tonight, when you see him, have this talk when you guys go to bed tonight. Say, you know,
he's
Dom asked me.
The whole entire radio station knows about our
your love life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But
who
so
do you think about besides me? Bring that up right before you go to sleep.
I'll ask him. I'll report.
See,
back.
And that's the next question is like, who is, when you say, yeah, you do think about that. So when you do, you obviously have somebody in mind.
Yeah. Who are you thinking about?
I'm going to pass on that.
Take the fifth on that one. Huh? Right.
Is it a celebrity or is it somebody, you know, can you say that?
It would probably be somebody I know.
Oh my goodness.
Coworker?
No.
Okay.
All right. There's a big pause there.
No.
Oh my God.
No, we've had this conversation, and I said I don't want to know because it would be awkward if it's like, you know,
want to tell them, but you can tell other people. You can tell us because we're your buds.
Is it one of us?
Sorry, it's not.
Okay.
If it was.
It's all right.
If it was one of us, which one would it be?
Well, Jeremy's more my age, so I guess I'd have to pick
so?
Jeremy.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, stamina.
Don't you like a guy who's a little bit more experienced?
No, I'm good with, you know, obviously.
You're okay with Jeremy fumbling his way through? Is that what you're saying?
Fumbling? I don't fumble.
That's not what I heard.
I will show you.
I've talked to Nicole. She's like, yeah, he kind of needs a manual.
Some ladies like a good fumble.
You know, before they go to bed, Jeremy pulls up YouTube videos, you know.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. And that's what he's got to do.
All right. Okay. Don't be all butthurt because she picked me.
I'm butthurt. She
chose you. Don't be all butthurt.
God.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. Look, I'm not going to hold it against you, Audra. Now, give me the capitals of five countries in Africa. Ready and go.
In Africa? Oh,
I'm just kidding.
He's just goofing. Hold on. We haven't
but
started.
I can tell you I live in Highlands Ranch, and my fence is Highlands Ranch Brown.
There you go.
I just got a message from my aunt a few minutes ago who lives in Highlands Ranch, and she said the people out here actually call it poop brown, so I'm not really sure what shade. Is it that shade? Is it kind of poopy brown?
It's not a great brown. I was not pleased with it, but whatever. There they didn't ask me.
My God. What we need enough people in Highlands Ranch to stand up and
say no more.
We're not going to... You know, there's that old, what was it, Twisted Sister, we're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take
it. No more brown.
We're not painting fences brown anymore.
No, trust me, having everyone match versus having the hodgepodge that it looked like before, it looks way better, I promise.
That was my thing. It's like, it's clean, it's minimal. Everything looks good.
It was annoying when every other fence was like 65 different shades of cedar.
Yeah, I get that. I'm OCD, so I would like it.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be conformed in Highlands Ranch?
It's just clean looking.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Highlands Ranch isn't for everyone, and that's fine. I do real estate. I'll help you move somewhere else.
Look at you working.
No, listen, I have friends who live in Highlands Ranch. I'm not down on Highlands Ranch. I'm down on what they do with, like, colors and stuff.
Yeah, but it's to be expected.
It's a great community.
What you're getting
nice
into.
People.
You know what you're getting into when you move out
It's
there.
A wonderful community full of nice people. Now, if you got me started talking about Parker, that's a whole nother story.
That's where my husband works.
That's a joke. Everyone relax. All you people out in Parker with your white pickup trucks, just relax.
Simmer down.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a game to play, don't we? Do we have a game
still? You know that's true, Audra.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like a whole segment today. I love it.
You are. We like you.
We're
going
to make this a podcast, too. Say hi to everyone who's listening on the podcast.
Yeah, your lover.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hello, lovers.
Hello, lovers. You know who you are.
We are so over time that we've got to give you another easy one. That's the
All
thing.
Right. Give her things made terrible. Out of potatoes to really piss that last lady off.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I'll definitely say tater tots.
Start with tots.
That's all right. Awesome. You want five different ways of serving potatoes?
Yep, let's do it. That's easy.
All right. Five ways to serve potatoes, Audra. Don't screw this up. Ready?
I'm ready. Go. A mashed potato, a baked potato, a twice-baked potato, a tater tot, french fries. Did I get five?
Say chips.
Oh, what time's
yeah, you got five. You got
five. Yeah, that's fine. You're a winner.
You're
a winner.
You guys are awesome. All right, Dom, you're back on the list.
Hey!
I just got lucky.
Yeah.
All it took was mashed potatoes.
Some tater tots.
Well, mashed potatoes are my thing. I mean.
Love mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. Look, I'm going to tell you something, Audra. Mm-hmm. I love you, and I don't care who knows, okay?
Oh, thank you.
you made it this a great segment, so you're the listener of the day. If you will please stand by, Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, boys. It has been great.
Thank you.
Well, you're the best. All right.
That's fun. That's good.
I think I'm good for the next day or two.
Me too.